You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A DC-based FBI agent gets hijacked by teens. As the agent gets out of the car, armed teens grab the keys and drive off. Less than an hour later, the car is found abandoned. Cops use surveillance footage to ID Devonta Lynch as a suspect.
Nancy, the carjacking unfolded in broad daylight just before 4 p.m. The FBI Washington Field Office's Violent Crimes Task Force is assisting Metro DC police in the investigation. There's a $20,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the remaining suspect. Over half of all DC carjackings are committed by teens, with 15 and 16-year-olds being the most common offenders.
Cops still looking for the second teen involved, Lynch, 17, charged as an adult with armed carjacking. Rose's Skunks, a domesticated skunk breeder, sells the animals through three farms in Grand Rapids. Now, Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services are warning the public some pet skunks may have rabies. One recently purchased tested positive. The state believes wild skunks intermingled with Rose's captive skunks. Make sure to get your skunks tested. Wow, that really stinks. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Minnesota man has acknowledged in court that he was involved in a carjacking that resulted in death in Minneapolis, as the victim's family is left incensed by a plea deal that will shortly free the man. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Hussein Braveheart entered a guilty plea to one count of first-degree attempted assault, resulting in serious bodily harm. According to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, the plea deal stipulates a 4.5-year sentence, but Braveheart might be freed soon if his time spent awaiting trial is taken into account. It was in June of 2019, when Braveheart was 15 years old and Jared Osman was 17, that the two pulled semi-automatic pistols on 39-year-old Stephen Marquet, a Portland, Minnesota paralegal. Witnesses say Marquet reached for something, so Osman told police he ordered him out of the car and shot him. Court filings state that Braveheart fired shots at the car as the dying Marquet drove away. Soon after crashing a stolen SUV, the two teens were apprehended. While Braveheart was being held on the charges, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty noted in a statement that he, quote, has made enormous strides and been responsive to treatment. However, Marquet's family members were not pleased by the results of the hearing. Brian Marquet, the victim's brother, told our friends with the Minneapolis Star Tribune, quote, it's not good enough and it's embarrassing. The plea agreement Braveheart, now 20 years old, had previously reached called for probation as a punishment. But in October, Hennepin County District Judge Michael Burns rejected the agreement. The judge had been asked to reject the plea arrangement by Marquis's family and friends.
Osman is currently serving a 22-year sentence after entering a previous guilty plea to intentional homicide. Following Maryland's removal of the statute of limitations for claims of child sexual assault, over 100 victims have filed many lawsuits claiming they were subjected to appalling treatment in the state's juvenile detention centers after the Archdiocese of Baltimore filed for bankruptcy to shield its assets from the incoming onslaught of lawsuits. A harsh investigation report exposed the extent of the problem, and state lawmakers used this information to establish the Child Victims Act. Due to the diocese claims being transferred to bankruptcy court, the state's juvenile justice system is suddenly under more scrutiny. Now to the Midwest, as prosecutors say a man from central Indiana who admitted to trying to supply weapons to the Islamic State organization has been sentenced to more than 16 years in prison. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to prosecutors, 25-year-old Moyad Dannon of the Fishers, Indiana area was sentenced to federal prison and a lifetime of supervised release. The prosecution says that in October 2021, Made Dannon, his brother, entered a guilty plea to the same crime and was subsequently sentenced to 20 years in jail. Court records reveal that the Dannon brothers planned to sell multiple firearms to an undercover FBI agent in June 2018 and also delivered stolen firearms to the agent. They began manufacturing so-called ghost guns at about the same time by purchasing components online and putting them together to create semi-automatic rifles with a .223 caliber that they then sold to the agent. Prosecutors stated that shortly thereafter, Moyad Dannon went to the Southwest with the agent in an attempt to sell automatic guns to a customer who was also assisting the FBI.
It was at this point that Moyad Dannon learned that the possible buyer wanted to transfer the weapons to the Middle East, where they would be utilized by the Islamic State group.
Thanks, John. Liliana Moreno plans to host a family gathering for Memorial Day at the Florida apartment she shares with her daughter. When the family arrives, mom and daughter Daniela are gone. Liliana not answering texts or calls, the family reports them missing and tells cops she planned a visit with Daniela's father, Gustavo Castaño, that very morning. Cops question Castaño. He says he took Liliana and Daniela to the Home Depot. When cops question further, he stabs himself and has to be subdued with a taser. After that, he refuses to cooperate. Liliana's purse and phone found in their apartment, along with unfinished cooking. There's been no trace of mom and daughter since 2016. The FBI offering a $25,000 reward for information. Tip line 754-703-2000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.